year, 18-4 on the season. In the boys' game, Mound City 8-15 and Rockport 18-4 for their boys. So we'll see what happens in these contests tonight. Some good basketball expected, as always, here at Mound City High School. The girls' teams are out warming up. Coach Ryan Osborne, the head coach for Mound City, and Coach Austin Allis, the head coach for the Rockport Blue Jays, as the teams get ready to go here in this 275 conference game. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back. I'll give you the starting lineups after this on Sunny 101.3.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska, is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School. Ready to go with the starting lineups tonight in this contest for the girls. For the visitors, for Rockport, it will be a 5'6" sophomore, Tatum Vogler, tonight. Tatum Vogler, along with 5'8" junior Ella Meyercorth, a 5'8" freshman Audrey Meyercorth, a 5'9" senior Avery Meyercorth, and a 5'5" freshman, Addison Mayfield. Mayfield, your starting five for Rockport. Tatum Vogler, then Ella Meyercorth, Audrey Meyercorth, Avery Meyercorth, and Addison Mayfield. For Mound City, for Coach Ryan Osborne tonight, we're going to go with Danica McDonald, a 5'7" freshman, 5'9" freshman, Scylla Meadows, a 5'8" freshman, Peyton Farr, a 5'9" sophomore, Maggie Osborne, and then the mother hen of the group, Miranda Rigger, just a junior, a 5'9" junior, is Miranda Rigger, a very young team starting here tonight for the Mound City Panthers, but that's what's got them here. They're 18-5 on the season to this point. So we've got to get set. Senior night, I believe, here coming on tonight. We'll do that between games. And we've got just all kinds of stuff going on. The crowd, I think, will probably be a little bit late in arriving, although there's people getting here. 5 o'clock start, and that's a little earlier than everybody expected, about an hour. So hopefully everybody got the word on that, and we'll be ready to go here as we tip this game off in just a little bit. Now, if you're looking for Falls City Tiger basketball tonight, they're over on sister station, KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM. Falls City Tigers hosting the Delroy Odell Griffins tonight at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. That's on KTNC with Randy Gatula. We'll take one more two-minute timeout and be back with the tip-off coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital is hosting a life-saving blood drive on February 13th, and they need your help. You can reserve a time between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. by calling Carla at 402-274-6127. Every drop of blood donated goes directly towards helping those in need, from accident victims to patients undergoing critical treatments. Join us in this vital cause with Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time. Call 402-274-6127 to schedule your blood donation February 13th.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Mound City. They are finishing up the introduction. Rockport's been introduced. Mound City being introduced right now. And then we will be tipping it off here at Mound City High School tonight between the Panthers and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays have won over Mound City this year. They come into this game with the Rockport Girls, 4 losses to Fall City, Sacred Heart, Midview Cannon, who's 19-3, and West Nottoway, 19-2. They are all really, really good teams with at least 18 wins on the year. Rockport beat Mount City 50-35 at the Fairfax Tournament here about a month ago in their only matchup of the season so far. Mound City, the home team, they're dressed in the white tonight. The Blue Jays, of course, guess what color they're wearing? All blue tonight. Mound City will go left to right as we look at it for the south bucket here in the first half. And the tip one by Rockport's Blue Jays. Audrey Meyer, of course, will handle it. She'll come off the ball to Mayfeld. Ball tipped around, stolen away. Good job by Maggie Osborne for Mound City with the steal here. Osborne takes over the left side. Peyton Farr in the front court now. Man-to-man defense here by the Blue Jays. Take the ball into Osborne, leans in, fires, and draws a foul on the shot. She'll go to the line to shoot a pair as the first foul of the ball game on Ella Meyer, court, 5'8" junior for Rockport. At the line is a sophomore, and the free throw is on the way up and good for Maggie Osborne. Puts her Mound City Panthers ahead, 1-0. Jeff Nichols back at the studio running the show tonight, pushing the button. Jeff, we got a little bit of an echo coming back to me for some reason. Don't know what that is. Not too bad, but if we could get rid of that, that'd be wonderful. 2-0 Mound City. Here we go. Front court now with it. Rockport and a shot of the way off the glass. No good by Avery Meyer court. And the rebound brought down by Selah Meadows. Meadows with it. That's perfect, Jeff. Thank you. Front court in the midcourt circle, cut off with her dribble. Now gets the ball away to Danica McDonald. Into the free throw line area, gets it in there to Rigger. She passes underneath and a layup good for Maggie Osborne and the assist to Miranda Rigger in Mound City up quickly 4-0. We go the other way now, 6:50 to go, opening quarter with it. Audrey Meyer court, freshman, handles it. He'll pass it back out top for a three ball up and down by Ellemeyer Court. And we've got a 4-3 ball game. Mound City coming up the floor with the ball in the hands. By the front will be Peyton Farr. Farr picked up her dribble, needs help. Somebody's going to come help her. She's going to call. Gets it away to McDonald. Now Danica holds it, goes back over in the middle of the floor to Peyton Farr. Farr backs up into the midcourt circle against the man-to-man. Hands the ball off there. Working around the perimeter on the right side is Osborne. She used up her dribble. Now gets it away to Rigger, and Rigger will hand the ball off. And he's never drove. McDonald goes inside, and a shot from 10 feet, right side, short corner, up and good. 2 points for Peyton Farr. Mound City up 6-3. They've done well on each possession so far. Here to drive at the other end, and a pass to the middle. Tipped away by Mound City, and it'll stay with Rockford as Rigger knocks the ball out of bounds. Inbounding from the sideline, Tatum Vogler on the right side of the floor, just up off the baseline a couple of feet. Everybody for Rockport lined up across the baseline. They'll step out to the free throw line. Meyercourt with it. That is Avery. She'll dish the ball back. Up shot by Audrey Meyercourt. No good. The rebound to the Panthers coming down there to Farr. Now that's Meadows. Sayla Meadows. Her pass knocked away. Tipped to the backcourt. Meadows recovers. Needs help. Front court to Rigger. Down on the left side, Osborne. Thought about a triple. Didn't do it. Dribbles. Now stops. Gives the ball up to McDonald. Left side beyond the three-point line. Looking against the man-to-man defense with a 6-3 lead. Moving to the right side. Ball knocked away again by the Blue Jay defense. Recovered again by the Panthers. Danica McDonald off the left side. And a three-pointer up and down from the left side wing. Salem Meadows with the triple. And it's Mound City up 9-3 by 6 points here in the early going. A drive to the free throw area inside the paint. And a pass underneath, knocked away. Addison Mayfeld knocked through the ball underneath, knocked out by the Panthers. Into the game comes Marilyn Wood for Rockport. And also checking in, Landria Kelly. Kelly, a 5'2 sophomore. He comes in, free throw line jumper is up. No good. Rebound brought down by Maggie Osborne. Putting that shot up that time was going to be Ellemeyer Court. And now out top is Farr with the ball. Off the right side into the high post. Dropping it down low. Osborne lays it off with a drop step. She's got six. Another assist for Rigger. 11-3. Mound City up 8 in the game here in the early going. At the other end, Ellemeyer Court drives, hits the bottom of the backboard. Rebound comes down to her teammate. That's going to be Mayfeld. She can't connect. Another offensive rebound. Shot put up by Avery Meyer Court that won't go. And another offensive rebound for the Blue Jays. Left side of the floor, working the dribble. Mayfeld cut off, gets the ball away there to Meyer Court. That's Ella. And we've got a whistle and a foul on the baseline on the Panthers here. Referee looking to see who it is. Foul will go on Sayla Meadows, her first and our first foul of the game on Mound City. All right, now Rockport ball bringing into the paint, shot up, no whistle and a foul. It's going to put Ellemeyer Court at the free throw line. So the Panther foul this time on Danica McDonald, her first, team foul number 2 of the first quarter here on the Panthers. Free throw on the way up, and it rattles its way in there for Ellemeyer Court. She's got 4 here, all 4 Rockport points so far in this game under the name of Ellemeyer Court. Second free throw for the junior on the way up, and good, and the Panthers lead it 11-5 now. I think they'll put that up on the board. There they go. All right, front court comes Osborne with the dribble now for the Panthers. To Rigger, she'll drive the left side, stops, passes across the baseline, bounce pass all the way out beyond the three-point line. Shot up far, it won't go, and the rebound to Ellemeyer Court. Up the floor quickly to Jenkins, rather to Kelly. Kelly gives the ball down the lane, and in there and fouled again. Ellemeyer Court right back to the free throw line as she got fouled on the layup attempt underneath the bucket. And we've got a foul on the Panthers. That can't be right. They don't have that number in the game. Free throw on the way up, and it rattles, it bangs, it falls. took about four hops on the rim and went in. Say that foul's on number 20 for Mound City, but Amber Salas is not in the game. I don't think. She snuck in there somewhere. I didn't see her. Still on there. Yeah, no, she is. There she is. Down there in the corner. Okay. I'm sorry. Amber Salas with the foul, her first. Free throw was no good, and a pass to the middle intended for Rigger. Too tall. Out of bounds it goes underneath the bucket. It will be Rockport basketball. So inbounding for the Blue Jays now will be Tatum Vogler. She'll get the ball in there to Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey coming up the floor on the right side at the top of the circle. Dribbles it off the left side now. Passes the ball away there to Landry Kelly. Down low inside, and another foul on Mound City. They're stacking up like cordwood here all of a sudden. 2:59 to go. That foul on Miranda Rigger, her first. She is the fourth Mound City Panther with a foul here in the first quarter. Free throw up, in and out, no good. That shot up by Avery Meyer. Of course, she'll get one more here. Second one on the way, short off the rim. The rebound comes down to Peyton Farr. Point guard for the Panthers, circles back, now moves up the floor through the circle of midcourt, now stops there, stands, keeps the dribble going, moving right to left, now spins back the other way to Rigger, top of the key, down low, gets it underneath there for Osborne. Play a little high post, low post, they put Miranda Rigger up high, and they drop Osborne down there on the block on that right side. 6 points for Osborne, and at the line to shoot two more free throws here. The foul is on Tatum Vogler, her first. Team foul number two, and the free throw for Maggie Osborne is up and good. Panthers bring Salem Meadows back into the ballgame. Sitting down now will be Danica McDonald. Second free throw on the way up, and good again. Maggie Osborne with 8 points already, and the Panthers are now up by seven here in the first quarter. Biggest lead has been eight. Off the left side, Avery Meyercourt cut off by a double team. Pass the ball out top, Carly Gebhardt in the ball game. Gebhardt in the contest, and a drive down the lane, and a floater up short, no good, by Audrey Meyercourt. And the rebound brought down to the Panthers. Again, it's a rebound for Peyton Farr. Far up the right side with the basketball. Goes to Rigger, well beyond the three-point line. Back it goes to Farr. Rigger works the left side this time, and back it goes to Peyton Farr. She'll dribble the right side wing, hand it off for a three-point attempt. On the rim, no good by Meadows. Rebound to the Blue Jays, and on the run to the other side is Audrey Meyercourt all the way underneath. Pass back out, shot up, Avery Meyercourt, no good, rebound brought down by Miranda Rigger. And ahead to Osborne, her pass, oh, I thought it was tipped down, they say around, so he touches the last, and it will be Rockport basketball. Miranda Rigger comes out of the game for Mound City. Isabel Atkins comes in, a 5'10" freshman. Rockport continues to change players in and out. Catch him here when we can. Addison Mayfeld back in there. Here's a three-pointer up off the rim. No good by Audrey Meyercourt. And the rebound is grabbed this time by Amber Salas, the junior. She'll get the ball to Farr. Farr works the ball around. Out here midcourt. Keeps her dribble going. Now it's caught. Throws, trying to get underneath the Atkins. Too high on the pass. Out of bounds, turnover to Rockport, 13-6 Mound City. 1:12 to go, first period action here tonight at Mound City High School. First of two coming your way here. The boys will follow tonight. Now walking the ball up before Rockport. Now they'll pick up the pace a little bit as Audrey Meyercourt crosses the timeline to the free throw line, keeps on going, dishes off right side. Against a triple team shot put up there by Ella Meyercourt. Missed it, but got it back. Now she'll spin out, back out to the side, drives in, misses it, got it back, misses again, and the rebound to Maggie Osborne. So now the Panthers have it with 43 seconds. Now we don't. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. With a Panther, we don't have a 35-second shot clock here, Mr. I was looking for the shot clock all of a sudden here. Couldn't find one. So Mound City with the ball, can hold here for one shot if they would like to here at the end of the quarter. Working the ball around over to the left side with the ball there. Peyton Farr coming to the right, guarded there by Audrey Meyercourt, drives in, a whistle, and a foul will be called here on Rockport. Haven't been many of those so far. There you go, if you want to listen in or partake or play along with me. Which way? Everything's turned goofy there. At the free throw line, up and good on the free throw. That's Peyton Barr. She hits that one. She's got three, and it's now 14-6. Welcome, Corey Miles, superintendent, all-around good guy.
Well, thanks, John. I didn't intend on getting a headset, but I appreciate the offer for a little bit.
I appreciate the bottle of water. Free throw on the way up, and this one bounces off. Rigger back in, got the rebound, couldn't connect, and the rebound comes down to Rockport's Avery Meyercourt. I wish the Rockport had a couple more Meyercourts they could put in here all at once. Here's a floater from the left side, up and good by Mayfeld. And now it's 14-8. 2 seconds to go. Rigger not going to get the shot away, but after one quarter, it's a good one. It's Mound City 14 and Rockport 8. We'll return to Mound City High School after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts for teens and adults, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call at 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, welcome back here to Mound City. 14-8, Mound City with the lead and a three ball up. No good on the right side for McDonald, and the rebound comes down again to Rockport here. Rockport on the run the other way now, and a pullback jumper up is no good by Mayfeld, and the rebound to Osborne. She's having a good night here. Leading the team in scoring right now, has three rebounds to go along with it for Mound City. Out top with it. Far holds it. Rigger down low, inside. Turnaround jumper is up. It's no good for Osborne. She's headed back to the free throw line. You have a lot of very young female basketball players that have pretty good record at 18-5, and I'm assuming they're going to get better the next couple, 3 years.
Yeah, it's a pretty good group of girls, and they work really hard. They complement each other really well. It's fun to watch.
And Rockport, they're not exactly aged either. They've got a pretty good battle going on, always is, but it's going to be just keep getting better, it looks like.
Yeah, Rockport's got some good talent as well.
Free throw no good that time. Tatum Vogler picks up the rebound. Oh, and a fumble out of bounds. Trying to get it over there to the right side to Eller Meyercourt, and yes, there is fumbling in basketball. It's not just football. Panther basketball bringing it up the floor is going to be Peyton Parr. Walking the ball up, looking over the defense. Comes off to Rigger. Looks for a cutter from out top. Gives the ball up now to Meadows. Meadows hands the ball off to McDonald. Good defense there by Rockport. Handed away again to Farr. Farr down to the right corner. Backing up and shoot a three ball. Up and down is Sayla Meadows. She's got a couple of long ones here in the ball game. And now Mount City up their biggest lead of the game, 10 points. Here's a drive all the way to the basket. Up, it's no good. Another offensive rebound for Rockport off the miss by Audrey Meyercourt. Pass inside, stolen away. Miranda Rigger on the run the other way. Trying to go off to Osborne, and they misfire on the pass. Out of bounds it goes. I hate to bring this up. It kind of looked like a Chiefs pass in the Super Bowl there, didn't it?
Yeah, it went.
A little off the mark.
Just a little off.
Here we go the other way. Rockport basketball down by 10. Take it inside. Mount City girls played last night. And now here's a drive. A shot up and good by Ella Meyercourt. She's got 8 points, so we get a timeout. 18-10, Mount City leads in our girls game, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank?
We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
18-10, Mound City with the lead here in quarter number two of our ball game, and it looks like Rockford's going to put on some full court pressure, try to slow the Panthers down a little bit. Matty Osborne will bring it up four through the circle. Keeps her dribble alive against the man defense here. Osborne directing a traffic, hands the ball off to Farr. Farr back out to the point now. Back and in, stops, picked up her dribble, needs help. Randall Rigger comes out, grabs it, moves up, looking inside for Osborne, can't get her the ball. Good defense by the Blue Jays there. Rigger again in the free throw circle, looking underneath, goes out, and a three-pointer on the way up, off the rim, no good by Meadows. Rebound gobbled up by Mayfeld. Three at the other end, off the rim, no. And the rebound coming down, this time it's Farr again. Or is that? No, that was Osborne, sorry. Over there with a rebound, and now coming up the floor to the right side. Holding the ball, Meadows, using her dribble. Gets it away, now Rigger, right wing. Backing out to the top. To the top. Farr with it, back to Rigger, underneath. Oh, a big collision. Pass just a little tall. I think it got tipped by Rockford. Players from each team banged hard. They're both up and okay. Goodness.
Yeah. Pretty good collision there, John.
No foul.
No.
Well, it was a hard foul. I mean, they're both going for the ball. I can see why there's no call. All right, bring the ball in the other way. Mound City with it. Rigger way out on the sideline, dribbling up. Pass to the middle, intended for Osborne. A little too much mustard on it, and it's out to Rockford on the takeaway. Osborne couldn't make catch of that one. And now a three-pointer at the other end for Rockford is on the way short. No good by Meyercourt. That was Audrey that time. And it comes down to Maggie Osborne. Osborne with it, now off the left side. McDonald has it, gives to Rigger, rolls down the lane on the outside, off the glass, up and good. Now let's see, back up to a 10-point lead at the 4:30 mark of the first quarter. And now we take the ball to the top between the circles for Rockport. Take the ball right side, and a drive and a foul. Meyercourt, that was Audrey driving in there, and the foul on the Panthers. Rigger, her second. Now let's see, picked up four quick team fouls in that first quarter, and they really slowed down on that. First player with two fouls in the game. Free throw on the way is up and no good for Audrey Meyercourt. Should get another one here.
Pretty strong move by Meyercourt there to get to the bucket and pick up the foul. Just couldn't capitalize on the first free throw.
How many of them are there?
There's three.
Just three? There's
in that family.
I got like a 60% chance of being right, is the good news. Audrey Meyercourt hits the second free throw to make it 20-11. She sits down now. Landry Kelly is back in the ball game, number two. She is one of the girls we try to get ponytails outlawed for. But so far, she's been able to get it going side to side so I can see her number. Off the left side we go. Mound City with it. Salas with it. Holds it. Looks. Did she change feet? I thought so. Sometimes I'm not always sure what I see exactly, but when the referee agrees with me, I'm happy most of the time. Quick throw up the floor to the right side, elbow and a drive and a layup won't go, into the free throw line goes Ella Meyercourt. Again, she's already 3 for 4. The line has 8 points in the ball game. Panther foul this time, second of the quarter. That's going to go on Isabel Atkins. Free throw up, free throw good. Halfway through quarter number two here on a cold night. Well, maybe I can't really say wherever you're at, but you may be listening on the MSC radio app, and you might be somewhere in the South Pacific where it's warm. Second one on the way up, in and out, no good, and the rebound is grabbed by Osborne. Osborne coming up the floor. We'll hand it off to Farr again. But now Peyton Farr comes up the floor. Uses up her dribble. Needs somebody to come help her. And coming out is Atkins. Isabel holding on the ball, saying, somebody come help me. I really don't want to dribble. Not her strength of her game at this point. And now inside to Osborne. Defender fell down. Osborne got the offensive rebound back, but that defender falls down. It throws you off, without a doubt.
She was trying to get her to pull the chair out from under her.
Yep.
Maggie did a good job of controlling her balance and getting to the free throw line.
Osborne back at the line again. Up and good. I know the Mound City folk, and probably the Rockport fans too, they still watch Tony Osborne playing at the University at Omaha. Yeah, big game Saturday. I saw 27 points, I think.
5 rebounds, 5 assists.
It was a big game. Boy, the Mavericks are on a roll. Here's a free throw up. In and out, no good. Or off the back iron, I should say. Rebound to Rockport. And now up the floor with it comes Audrey Meyercourt. And the ball is loose off the Panthers. When you're Omaha and you get your highlights on ESPN or your assistant coach being on a trash can, you're moving up in the world.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty fun to follow.
Yep. Rockport gets the ball in. Coming in there now to Audrey Meyercourt. Top of the key with the dribble. Looks. What? Thought was going to hand off. Didn't. Now comes back to the left side with the pass to Vogler. Vogler looks. She'll move with a left-hand dribble. Stops. Through over the top. Right side now and back to the top. They'll reset with Audrey Meyercourt. Now driving up. And a shot of the way is no good by... That was Avery Meyercourt and another Panther rebound. And up the floor with it comes Danica McDonald, 2:51 to play in the first half, and a 21-12 Mound City 9-point advantage. Going over to the left side with the pass, McDonald working around the right side and misfired on the pass down low for Atkins. Rockport's going to bring back in Addison Mayfeld, and also coming back in there is going to be Ella Meyercourt again. Okay.
I was just looking, John. Mount City has 3 freshmen and a sophomore on the court at this point. So
that's how they started the game. It is young. That's a lot of fun for 3 years until they're all seniors. Then you start all over. A Rockport Blue Jay inside pass. They jumped in the air, went for the pass, and nobody home that time. Panthers will bring Miranda Rigger back into the 2 fouls with 2:29 to go in the half. And now we're going to see a little more full court pressure by Rockport. Bring the ball in, Meadows. And now hand the ball away to Peyton Farr. And Rockport backing up to the timeline. Gets across there in good shape. Keeps the dribble, moves left side. Now spins around, goes right, now over left, now to the right. Keeps on going and passes the ball off down towards the corner for Meadows. Meadows gets the ball to McDonald. Inside Osborne into a double team. Lost her balance, out of bounds off of the Panthers. Going to go back to Rockport. Avery Meyercourt back in the ball game for the Blue Jays. Panthers going to bring in Keely Messer, 5'8 junior. Sitting down to be Rigger with the 2 fouls prior for the final 2 minutes of this second quarter. To the front court we go with the basketball. Audrey Meyercourt, the rounded defender, down the lane with the floater. It's up front edge. Won't go. Hit the rim and stop. And a foul on the rebound. Going to be called here on the Panthers, it looks like. Foul will go on Peyton Farr. Farr's first. Third team foul on Mound City. Take the ball in. Avery Meyercourt should give it up now to Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey started in, backed up. Now a 3-pointer off the rim, won't go. And another rebound for Maggie Osborne. Osborne will bring it herself to the front court for the Panthers with 90 seconds to go in the first half. Picked up her dribble, looks for help. Somebody's got to come out top. And we get a timeout call by Coach Ryan Osborne. Saving a possession with 1:23 to go in the half. We'll take a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're
you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions. Full service guarantee.
Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it.
Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here at second quarter action in Mound City, 21-12. The Panthers lead by 9 over Rockport in our girls' game tonight here on Sunny 101.3. The boys will follow. Tell your friends and neighbors, their Panther fans or Rockport fans, the game's on already. They started an hour early tonight because of the weather forecast. It was snowing on my route from Fall City to Mound City earlier today. Little bitty irritating snowflakes that are probably going to keep going and pile up, it sounds like. We've got a foul on Rockport called against Audrey Meyercourt. Her first, second foul of the quarter, 13th foul of the quarter on Rockport. Well, that's two on Audrey Meyercourt, excuse me. Inbound to Maggie Osborne. Maggie moving the ball toward midcourt, stops, picked up her dribble. Cross court now to Salem Meadows. Meadows in the midcourt circle. And back in there's Miranda Rigger. Under a minute to go in the half, 52 seconds. Another game you might want to watch tonight. Here's a ball knocked away, and then a push foul on Rigger. And that's the last thing she needed to do and the last thing Coach Brian Osborne wanted. Miranda Rigger picks up her third foul. He took a chance putting her back in there in his final 2 minutes after he'd taken her out with 1:59 to go. Ball was knocked away, and she tried to get it back and push the Rockport player. 21-12, Mound City leading. Off the right side, driving the ball inside now is Mayfeld. Drives in, lost the handle on it. Out of bounds, it goes to Mound City. Panther basketball with 34.9 seconds to go in the first half. Full court pressure. Get the ball in the backcourt. Maggie Osborne inbounds it. Now gets it right back. Coming up the floor is a sophomore. Takes it over to the left side and moves the ball around to the right side now to Kaylee Messer. Kaylee hands the ball off now to McDonald. Underneath they go and a push in the back, but a basket. No foul. Layup good for Salem Meadows. She's got 8. That's her first bucket on the inside. Mound City now leads by 11. Underneath, Rockport shoots, misses. Shot put up there by Addison Mayfeld. She probably got a shove as well. Not as much as the one Mound City got down here below. They just, sometimes you can't see them. Where we view the game from up here high atop the sideline, we're 20 feet above the court. And what the referees see standing right down there beside them, they see things a whole lot different than we do. And that time I think they just got screened out by players. Mound City inbound, but the clock runs out, and that's the end of the first half. It is the Mound City girls, 23, and the Rockport Blue Jay girls, 12, 23-12 at halftime. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back and check the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back here to Mount City High School. I'm John Nixon along with you here tonight. Courtside is the Panther girls leading Rockport at halftime 23-12 on senior night at Mount City. In the first half, the scoring for Rockport, they are led by Ella Meyercourt. The junior had 9 first-half points. That's the majority of it. 2 points for Addison Mayfeld and 1 point at the free throw line, obviously, for Audrey Meyercourt. 2 fouls on Audrey Meyercourt. Nobody else with more than 1 in the first half for Rockport. For the Mount City Panthers in the first half, they are led by, ten points in the first half for Maggie Osborne. She had 8 rebounds to go with that. Salem Meadows had 8 for 18 of their 23. Peyton Farr has 3 and 2 more for Miranda Rigger for Mount City. Rigger, though, has 3 fouls for the Panthers in the first half. Free throws, Mount City hit 7 out of 10 in the first half, and for Rockport in the first half, they hit 5 out of their 10 free throws. Halftime score, 23-12, Mound City with the lead. Once again, if you're listening for Fall City Tiger basketball tonight, you can find that on sister station KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM. Or you can hear all of our games on any of our stations anywhere in the world on the MSC Radio app. Just click on that, put it on your phone, your computer, what have you. Then click on MSC Radio and pick the station you want to hear. 23-12, Mount City girls in lead. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll check the weather, unfortunately. Then we'll hear more commercials. We'll be back with the second half coming up here in just a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines. JCHOSP.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. A winter storm warning is in effect tonight, continuing into Wednesday. Heavy snow is expected to begin tonight, but in total, by Wednesday night, we're expecting 6 to 10 inches of snow to accumulate across the area. We're expecting breezy conditions as that snow falls too, which will only add to the travel impacts across the area. Snow is likely as we head into this evening, low of 13, cloudy skies, and it will be breezy. Snow will continue to accumulate into Wednesday with a high of 18. We'll see cloudy skies and breezy conditions. Dry conditions by Wednesday night, mostly cloudy as we dip back to 1 below, but still breezy. Then sunshine is back for Thursday with lighter winds and a high of 20. A few clouds pushing through Thursday night as we dip back to 6 above. We'll finish off the work week with isolated snow showers, mostly cloudy skies, high in the mid-30s, and it will be windy. Friday night will bring areas of rain and snow showers, cloudy with a low right around 24. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Parents in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Mound City, where the girls are out warming up for the second half. We want to remind you, Kasepa came in during halftime, Fall City Public Schools, and Fall City Sacred Heart, no school tomorrow due to the weather forecast. So Fall City and Sacred Heart out of school tomorrow. If there's any others, let us know, and we'll pass those along for you here. Let the station know. Aaron Wisdom back there running the games on KTNC tonight. And we're about ready to go. And we come in Rockport with the basketball. Take the ball to the front court. And off the right side we go. A drive and then left side, excuse me. A drive up and in. Two more points. This time Audrey Meyer-Korth with the bucket. Her first of the ball game. She's got three. And it's 23-14. So the Panthers up by 11. Here's a drive to the hole. Up, no good by Peyton Farr. Blocked away. Ball comes down. Rockport on the run the other way. Taken at the distance, unable to connect. Ella Meyer-Korth. Offensive rebound. Throw the ball out of there to Audrey Meyer-Korth. She can't connect. And we've got a foul on the rebound on Mound City. And I think they're going to get... Okay. Kayla Messer. Sorry, I saw four. I thought it was 24. It was Kayla Messer. Her first foul. She starts the third quarter for Mound City. Inbound the ball out top on the left side, and a three-pointer up and down. Three ball from the left side of the circle. Audrey Meyercourt now has 6 points. And we've got a six-point ball game now. Mound City to the front court with the basketball. Take the ball on the left side. Maggie Osborne fakes the jump shot. Drives around two defenders. Up and in. She's got a dozen in the ball game. The lead is back to 8. Here's another three-point effort at the other end. Up, no good by Audrey Meyercourt. Rebound brought down by Maggie Osborne. She is picking up the rebounds and the points in this one. She stopped, straddling the midcourt line, gets the ball away to Farr. Peyton Farr drives to the right side, hands the ball off over there on the far elbow. Gives the ball back out to the top, hands there Messer with it. Dribbles right, picked up her dribble, looks, needs help, gets the ball away to McDonald, way out on the right sideline. Now she'll dribble back to the middle of the floor. She used up her dribble and a reach in, and a ball knocked loose. Who's got it? Mound City picks it up. With it is Meadows. Now she'll get the ball down to Osborne. Back in on two defenders. One of them falls down. Shot blocked from behind, this time by Addison Mayfeld. Good defense there. At the other end we go. Take the ball into the paint and off the glass. Up and good. A two-pointer from 6 feet by Avery Meyercourt. Her first 2 points of the game. Mound City needs to inbound, and Coach Ryan Osborne says timeout. 5:40 to go in the third. It's 25-19 Mound City. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 40-20 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
This is Sunny 101.3.
5:40 to go in the third quarter. It's Mound City leading 25-19 over Rockport here. Mound City puts everybody across the free throw line. They're on their own end here. They're on the Rockport end. And now it comes into Farr. No pressure this time by Rockport. Halftime score over Magner Anderson Fieldhouse. And girls, Del Rodell leading Fall City at halftime 34-8 tonight. Take the ball inside. Osborne up strong on the left side of the paint. It's off the glass. Good. And a foul on the Blue Jays. That foul will go on Ella Meyercourt. That should be her second, I believe. Another bucket for Maggie Osborne gives her 14. Looking for 15. It's up. It's good. So now the lead is back up to 9 for Panthers. Led by as many as 11. Jumping out of the passing lane and knocking the ball out of bounds, Salem Meadows. Rockport ball on the sideline. Inbound the ball in the backcourt, Audrey Meyercourt to the front. Oops, lost to Blue Jay. Fell down there. Getting back up, Avery Meyercourt lost her balance, hit the deck, got back up. Get the ball to Ella Meyercourt, drives the left side into the paint, up, a whistle and a foul called. Who did they get? Uh-oh, this may be trouble for Mound City. Let's see here. It is. It's Miranda Rigger and her fourth foul of the ball game. Kind of standing in mind in her own business, and Meyercourt ran in where she was at, and she reached and gets the foul. Her fourth of the ball game. Free throw on the way up is no good. So Ella Meyercourt has 9 points, looking for 10 with this free throw. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out of 7 at the line at the moment. Ella Meyercourt, the junior, ready, fires, got that one, swished it home. And again, we've got a 9-point game, 28-19, the clock says. No, 28-20, didn't get the point of. All right. 28-20 in the backcourt. Osborne now, Lambert, or rather Rigger, on the bench again. Now, Farr works the ball between the circles. Starts right, backs up to the middle, gets the ball off. Isabel Atkins in there. Pass underneath for Osborne, knocked away by the Blue Jays under there. Ella Meyercourt there defensively, along with Avery Meyercourt. Rockport, Carly Gebhardt comes in. Coach Austin Allitz sends her into the ball game, triggering the baseline, Salem Meadows. looking. Comes out top for Osborne beyond the three-point line. Dribbles around a defender, pulls up free-throw line. Pass off far for three. It's off too strong. Rebound comes down, and now an outlet pass ahead. Audrey Meyercourt all the way in. Up off the glass, too strong. Rebound, follow-up good by Avery Meyercourt. She came in there. She was kind of the secondary rebounder. Looked like Osborne was going to get it, but Meyercourt took it away from her and got the follow-up. 28-22, 4:19 to go. The lead six in quarter number three, and a steal by the Blue Jays. On the run the other way, Mayfeld all the way to the hole. It's up. It's good. Addison Mayfeld with her second basket. It's a four-point lead for Rockford, for Mountain City. Excuse me. To the front court comes Farr, the freshman. Working the ball up, off to Atkins. Didn't get a clean catch. Now holds out well, 6 feet behind the three-point line. Doesn't want to dribble. Now does, and a quick timeout called by Ryan Osborne. I believe that's his third time out. He's called. 28-24 Mount City leads. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. This time, 28-24 is our score. Mound City with a four-point advantage here. 3:47 left to go in quarter number three. Mound City forced to call the timeout or lose the possession there. Isabel Atkins, a 5'10 freshman. She checks out of the ball game, so Coach Ryan Osborne is going to go small here. Maggie Osborne will trigger in from the far side. Mount City goes right to left as we look at it. They're headed for the north bucket here in the second half. Everybody on a corner here for Mount City on the inbound. Rockport looks to be zoned up, and coming off the baseline to take the pass is Messer. Back to Osborne. She'll play out here at the point. Dribbles up, lost it, picked it up, falls to the ground, able to get it away now to McDonald. McDonald to Farr. Farr drives around one defender, hands the ball off, and a 12-foot jumper baseline. Kayla Messer up and good for the Panthers. 6-point advantage, Panthers, off the right side with a pass now to Addison Mayfeld down in the right corner. Pass the ball down there for Gebhardt. Inside, shot up and good. 2-pointer for Avery Meyercourt. She's got 6 all here in the third quarter. It's a 4-point lead against Mound City. Boys game will follow up here later this evening. Now to the front again, Messer with the basketball working. Picks up her dribble off the right side now to McDonald. McDonald way out on the right sideline. Dribbles into the middle inside the three-point line. Guarded man-to-man there by the defense. Pass underneath trying to get it to Osborne. Taken away on the run the other way. Rockport with a pass underneath. Deflected by Messer. Taken away. That is Gebhardt. She got that rebound and then came back and got it again. All right. Panther basketball. All right, we are back here. Mount City ball. Off the right side. Two Panthers run into each other. Holding it, and it's Farr able to get the ball away. Now underneath, Osborne makes the catch between two defenders. One falls down. Falling down was Addison Mayfeld, and Osborne able to put it up and in. She's got 17, and now the lead is 6 again. Here's a drive to the hole, and it's up. It's in and out, no good that time for Mayfeld. Rebound to Osborne, double digits in scoring and rebounds now for the sophomore. Hands the ball off to Messer. Messer starts left, goes right, leaves the ball off to Farr. Osborne playing the high post now. Looks a little winded. She hasn't been out of the ball game. She's played high post, low post, point guard. She's done it all so far for Mound City here tonight. Farr drives around the left side, back out to the top with the pass to Messer. nearly knocked away. Now she spins. The ball is knocked away. Stolen by Rockport's Blue Jays with the steal. Avery Meyercourt passes underneath to Audrey. Throws it up and throws it in. Audrey Meyercourt now with 8 in the ball game, and we've got a 4-point contest. 1:15 to go here in quarter number 3. Osborne will walk the ball to the front court for the Panthers. Moves off to the right side, picked up her dribble. Boy, as soon as Mount City picks up that dribble, the defense attacks for Rockport. Driving in will be McDonald. Lost it, got it back, shoots it, called for traveling. Turn it over to the Rockport Blue Jays here. 58 seconds to go in quarter number 3. All right, back we come to live action here. Now, Rockport on the offensive end, working the ball around here. Take the ball inside. It's up. It's good again. Alive in the third quarter, Avery Meyercourt. 8 points here now in the quarter. To the front court comes Mound City with 28 seconds to go on the clock in the third quarter. Up by 2, 32-30. Closest Rockport has been for quite a while. They started off down 4-0 in this game. Inside, the ball goes to Osborne. She's fouled from behind. That's only going to be the second team foul. This foul on Meyercourt. That's Avery. Her second. I've got. She checks out of the ball game. Osborne, that's 3 fouls on Mayfield. Excuse me. Second foul of the quarter on Rockport. Osborne with 15 and a half seconds. A trigger from the baseline. Looking into the long corner. Tipped away, deflected out of bounds by Addison Mayfeld. Now Osborne will walk from the baseline on the left side out to the right corner. Everybody rotates for Mound City. She gets it right back. 3 ball up and down. Nothing but the bottom of the hole for Maggie Osborne. She's got 20, and the lead is 5. A drive, a shot, no good by Audrey Meyercourt. Get away at the buzzer. Short, no good. I don't think it would have counted anyway. After 3, it's Mound City Girls 35, Rockport 30. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. 4 free phones of your choice plus 4 lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. We're ready to go in the fourth and final period of this one. Rockport basketball trailing Mound City 35-30. Rockport 18-4. Mound City 18-5. Here's a 3. It's up. It's down. Left side of the circle. A 3 ball for Audrey Meyercourt. She now has 11 in the ball game, and the lead is 2. We come the other way. Barr hands the ball off. Back in, Miranda Rigger with the 4 fouls. Top of the key, looks in the post, into Osborne, drives, scoops it, won't go, but a whistle and a foul on the Blue Jays. Foul on Addison Mayfeld. I've got her for 1. I'm not sure I've kept up very well with the fouls here tonight on the individuals. It's 14. I'm sorry. That's Audrey Meyercourt. One thing about our vantage point here at Mound City. The free throw is up by Osborne. Good. He's now got a 21. It's a great place to see everything that's going on. No, now it's 24. Yeah, it is 24. I was right the first time. So add some email. I was right. All right. So Osberg, is that is the first on Mayfeld. Sometimes we're up high now. We can't necessarily see the referee's fingers when they're making the fouls, but that time scorer's table misfired. So 37-33, the Panthers up by four. Right side. We've had no ties, no lead changes in this game. A drive to the hole and a scoop from the going left with the right hand underneath, up and good for Audrey Meyercourt. She's got 13. The lead is two again. We got a whistle away from the ball, which is knocked out of bounds. Panther basketball got batted away by Rockport. Top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City, Mound City, and Rockport. John Nixon along with you here tonight at Rockport, Mound City against Rockport. Jeff Nichols running the show back to the Sunny control room. Take the ball to Peyton Farr. Out top is the freshman, holds the ball, nobody guarding her, now she'll dribble to the right. She got pushed, got the ball back, lost for a moment. Now picks up her dribble, gets it to her teammate, Miranda Rigger. Rigger to the right side, and a three ball up, and too strong that time for McDonald. Rebound out of bounds off of the Panthers, and it belongs to the Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays with a chance to tie this game or take the lead with 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Coach Austin Allen's up pacing the sideline here. Man-to-man defense by the Panthers of Mound City. Out top of the ball is going to be Addison Mayfeld. She drives the point, throws it up, and shot no good. Follow shot no good. Both of them by Avery Meyercourt. And now we've got a foul on the rebound on Avery Meyercourt. That will be, I believe, her fourth foul. It is. Second foul of the quarter on Rockport. So Avery Meyercourt will check out with 8 points. She came alive there in the third quarter. She'll be replaced in the lineup by Tatum Vogler, a 5'6 sophomore. Osborne walks it up for Mound City. Moving side to side, backed up against the defender. Needs help, gets the ball away now to McDonald. McDonald hands off to Farr, goes around a defender to the free throw line, leaves it off again. Osborne picked up her dribble, throws to the right side to Farr again at the elbow. Good aggressive defense here by the Blue Jays, down by two. And Farr drives in, and they call it a block. She got pushed. Same result is the same. Foul this time is going to be on Audrey Meyercourt. Now let's see how many they got on her. I think it's three, and it is. Okay. That's the third on Audrey, the third team foul of the quarter. Bring it in, knocked loose, and a scramble for it, and another big collision. Rigger collides with Ella Meyercourt chasing that loose ball. Meyercourt came up on the wrong end of that collision. Oh, that's my buddy down there refereeing. Okay. Ball got away. He's having a chat with a couple of fans who saw that call go the other way in their mind. They're dressed in blue. He's smiling at least. All right. Mound City ball taken in to Rigger. She'll give it up to Osborne. In the paint, kick out right elbow. Three ball for Farr. Won't go. Rebound and push it up. Ella Meyercourt cut off at the three-point line. Gives the ball up and a drive in. No good by Audrey Meyercourt. Rebound to Rigger. Outlet to Osborne. Left side. Spins into the middle. Leaves it for Farr at the 5:12 mark of the fourth quarter. Inside Rigger. It's up. It won't go. She's fouled. This foul will be on Carly Gebhardt. I believe that'll be her first. It is the fourth team foul of the quarter already. 5:09 to go in the fourth quarter. So Rigger at the line comes up well short on this one. She'll have one more. 2-point lead, trying to extend to three for the Panthers is sophomore Miranda Rigger. It's up. It's no good as a junior. Rebound comes down to Farr. She throws it underneath to Osborne. She's able to throw it toward the hoop and draws another foul on the Blue Jays. This one on Ella Meyercourt. That's her third. And Mound City is going to be shooting two free throws with every foul. Other than offensive fouls, the rest of this ball game. Osborne at the line. Whole bunch of free throws shot and made. That gives her 23 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. She's made 10 free throws. Missed 2. 10 out of 12 so far. On the way up and making 11 of 13. Sophomore having herself a night. She's got 24 of the 39. The lead is 4 for Mound City. Timeout called by Rockport. Timeout Rockport. They're down by 4 with 5:01 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our score with 5 minutes and a second left in the ball game is Mound City 39, Rockport 35 in the girls' game. The boys' game will follow up here later tonight. All right, it will be Rockport basketball. Triggering in on the far side of the floor is Tatum Boger. That'll be the left side. Rigger back out for Mound City with the 4 fouls at the moment. Take the ball to Audrey Meyercourt. She's going to back up for 3 and nail it. 16 now for Audrey Meyercourt. 8 here in the fourth quarter. It's a 1-point ball game, 39-38. Osborne to the front court. Passed off from one defender to the other. Gets it away to her teammate, Peyton Farr. Farr drives off, gives to McDonald on the right elbow. Inside Osborne, back in. Defender fell down, blocking. That's going to be before the shot, I'm afraid, for Mound City's sake. What, did he count that? He did? I thought they were going to say she went down before. That's going to be 4 fouls on Ella Meyercourt. The bucket is good for Osborne. That gives her 26 and a chance at a 3-point play. Thought perhaps that was going to be called a foul before the shot, but it was not. Osborne fires. It's up. It's good. She's got 27 in the game. The lead is 4 once again for Mound City. The other end we go, driving into the paint, losing the handle, Mayfeld, and we've got a foul on the Panthers. Panther foul on who? Number 12, okay, Salem Meadows. All right, that's who it is. All right, her first, or rather her second, first foul of the quarter on Mound City. Here's a drive, pull-up shot, hit the side of the backcourt. No good, an offensive rebound by Addison Mayfeld. She shot it, got it back, and then gets fouled. Foul again on Salem Meadows. She picks up 2 quick ones. That gives her 3 in the game and 2 this quarter. Everybody lined up, baseline side to side. Inbound the ball, 2-pointer up and good for Audrey Meyercourt. She's got 18 points. It's 42-40. Halfway through, ball loose. We've got held ball that will stay with Mound City. Good defense there by Audrey Meyercourt again, getting the held ball. So, Panther ball near midcourt. Bringing in to Rigger, who's back in the ball game. Should dribble up the left side. Nobody else over there. And her pass knocked away. Stolen on the run is Audrey Meyercourt. Pass it across the lane. It's up. It won't go. And Rigger just fouled out. Foul on Miranda Rigger, her 5th. She leaves the game with 2 points with 3:51 to go in the contest. Back in is Kaylee Messer with 2 points. Rockport at the line. Free throw up and good. Shooting the gifters, Carly Gebhardt. She gets the first one to go. Her first trip to the line, her first point. Second one coming here for the freshman. Sets, fires, got it again. She got a little jump shot at the free throw line. There's nothing wrong with that. And we are tied at 42. It's the first time we've been tied in this ball game. 3:44 to go. At the other end, driving, shooting, far, and scoring and fouled. Peyton Farr, the freshman, takes it into the paint, elevates, gets fouled by Carly Gebhardt, her second. So 2 points for Peyton Farr, gives her 5 in the ball game. She had 3 in the first quarter. Out of the ball game will come Gebhardt. No, excuse me, out of the game comes Berlin Wood. I didn't see Berlin get in there. She's out. Free throw up, and it won't go. Rebound. Osborne puts it up and in. She's got 11 boards and now 29 points in the game. The lead is 4 for Mound City all of a sudden. At the other end, Rockport down the court in a hurry. Unside shot up, no good, and a foul on the Panthers, Kaylee Messer. Her second team foul, number 3 of the quarter. So at the line now will be Avery Meyercourt. Free throw up, free throw good. Avery now 1 for 3 at the line. The lead is 3. Second one coming for the senior. Up, got it, nails them both. And the lead is 2 again. Full court pressure put on. Throw the ball near midcourt. Caught there by Messer. Back to Osborne. She'll bring the ball up with 3:20. Nobody guard her. She stops. She pops. She hits it. 16-footer. It's 31 now for Maggie Osborne. The lead is 4 again. 48-44. Through traffic and all the way in. A layup good by Audrey Meyercourt. She's got 20. 2-point game once again. We come back the other way. Osborne will walk the ball up the floor. She has, I don't think she's been out of the game. She's got to be just a little tuckered, I would think. She falls down. She stepped on the foot of a Rockport Blue Jay, lost her balance, and fell over backwards. Coach Ryan Osborne says, don't you think that's a foul? The official says, no, sir. So now Rockport again, a chance to tie it or take the lead with a long ball here. Take the ball over, cross court to Vogler, give it in the middle. Mayfeld in the hands now to Meyercourt. To Meyercourt with it is Audrey. Audrey will fire for the lead. It's up, it's good. And Rockport has lead. Audrey Meyercourt, 23, gives her team the lead with 2:26 to go in the ball game. Our first lead change of the contest. Timeout called. It's 49-48. Rockport with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. On Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Mound City took the timeout. They're fourth. They've got one left with 2:26 to go. Rockport with 3 timeouts remaining in this ball game tonight. Panther ball up close to midcourt. Osborne will inbound it to Peyton Farr, down by a point. First time Mound City has trailed in this ball game. Farr looking, drives right, keeps her dribble, hands it off. No, she didn't. Osborne came around. They're overplaying Osborne. They don't want her to have the ball in his Rockport, and now a reach-in foul called, and that's going to be Audrey Meyercourt. I believe that's number 4. It is, and that's 2 free throws for Mound City. 2:09, and now at the free throw line is going to be Peyton Farr. 1 for 3 at the line. It's up, and it's good. We are tied at 49. The Mound City trying to get the lead back here. Peyton Farr up, around, and out, and back in it goes. And Mound City reclaims the lead, 50-49. 2:04 to go. A drive, a reverse layup attempt, hit the bottom of the backboard. We've got a blocking foul on Mound City. Going to be called on Peyton Farr, her second. Team foul number four. Excuse me. Team foul number four of the quarter. At the line, Ella Meyer court. Shooting two. Up and good. And we're tied at 50. 50-50, 2:01 to go. Once again, Ella Meyer court up and rattles off, won't go. Rebound, out of bounds, off of Rockport, Mound City ball. 2 minutes to go, 50-50 all. Osborne will get the ball into Salem Meadows. She'll work the ball up the floor against some pressure here in the backcourt. Gets around a defender to the front court with the dribble. Stops, gets the ball away, now to Messer. Remember, Mount City's Miranda Rigger has fouled out of this ball game. And now with the ball is Farr. Peyton gives it to Osborne in the paint. Splits defenders up, short on the shot, out of bounds. Rockport grabs it. Nice save underneath there by Addison Mayfeld. That ball was going out of bounds. She saved it on the baseline. Hand the ball off and out for three to Mayfeld. No, it doesn't take it. Drive, shoots off the glass. No foul on Mound City. Foul again on Salem Meadows. She's picked up three here in the fourth quarter. And now both teams shooting two free throws the rest of the game. At the line, Addison Mayfeld. 4 points, first trip to the line. For the lead, got it. So back we go. 51-50. Rockport with a lead. Mound City led in this game by as many as 11. Free throw up. Rattles, won't go. Out of bounds off of Rockport. Couldn't hang on to it. Tatum Vogler tried, got inside the defender. Battled for it. No, that was 15. I'm sorry, but not Tatum. That was Avery Meyer court. So Rockport will inbound the ball in the backcourt to Messer. Down by one with 1:14 to go. One timeout left for Mound City. Remember, we're in Mound City, Missouri. No shot clock in Missouri. Take the ball to the left side in the left corner. Dock outside, and it's Osborne. Fakes the three, drives around a defender, and lost the ball off her leg out of bounds. Nice drive to the hole. Nice move out top, but the ball went off her leg, and it rolls out of bounds with 58 seconds to go. Now we'll see if Mount City has to foul. They're going to play it straight up here. Rockport wants a timeout with 50 seconds to go. The ball and a one-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
50 seconds to go in the ball game. Rockport has a one-point lead over the Mound City Panthers in our girls' contest. We've had three lead changes and three ties, all here in quarter number four tonight. Horn sounds, and the teams come out. Rockport's got all three of the Meyer Court girls with four fouls each. Mount City has Salem Meadows with four, and Miranda Rigger has already fouled out for the Panthers here. But it's Rockport ball. They can take the ball in the backcourt. They do. Audrey Meyer, of course, she's got 10 seconds to get it across. Walks to the front court. They're in no hurry. They got a one-point lead. Seesaws the dribble back and forth. Now stands out near midcourt, goes cross-court to Mayfeld. They're going to try to make Mount City come out and foul him. Coach Ryan Auburn says, come out and get him, get out of that zone. Comes out, they try to foul, now they do. Foul will go on Kayla Messer, I believe. Kayla will pick up her third. And now at the line is Rockport with 26.8 seconds to go. At the line, Mayfeld. ready. Addison Mayfield up and got it. Hit the front edge, went to the backboard, and rolled in. Salem Meadows back in with the four fouls for Mount City. They need her offense. She's got eight in the ballgame. Second free throw for the Rockport freshman. Up, got it again. She makes it a three-point lead with 26.8 seconds to go. Osborne up the floor, 22 seconds. Mount City's only got one timeout. They're going to just now get across midcourt. They may play for a long three here. Osborne for three in the tie. Front edge, no. Rebound grabbed by Audrey Meyerkorth. Mount City has to foul. And 5 seconds, they can't catch her to foul her, and they finally do. Foul will go on Peyton Farr, her third. But boy, it took Mount City a long time to get that foul committed, and it puts Audrey Meyerkorth at the line with 23 points. I'll have to check my addition here in a little bit. Shooting two to make it a four-point game. Short, no good. I have to check my addition here when the game is over. We do the scoring. She's either got 23 or 22. Free throw up. Got it. It makes it a four-point game with 3.9 seconds to go. Timeout. Mound City. They trail by four. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Rockport's made nine free throws here in the fourth quarter. Certainly has aided their efforts here. They put up 24 points in this fourth quarter. Mount City's going to go the length of the floor and get a four-point play somehow. And they're not going to get a shot off. Final score, Rockport with a come-from-behind win, 54-50. Over the Mound City Panthers, 54-50 in our girls' game is the final. We'll come back and wrap up the score to this game after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital is hosting a life-saving blood drive on February 13th, and they need your help. You can reserve a time between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. by calling Carla at 402-274-6127. Every drop of blood donated goes directly towards helping those in need, from accident victims to patients undergoing critical treatments. Join us in this vital cause with Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time. Call 402-274-6127 to schedule your blood donation February 13th.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Mound City High School. They're getting ready here for their senior night festivity. It'll wrap up the ball game just completed. Rockport Blue Jays pick up their 19th win of the year against four defeats. Mound City drops to 18-6 on the season. Scoring tonight for Mound City, they are led by Maggie Osborne with a double-double of 31 points. I had her for 11 rebounds. I'm sure that's not quite right. But she had a bunch of them. 31-11 for Maggie Osborne in the ball game tonight. Salem Meadows had 8-7 for Peyton Farr, 2 each for Kaylee Messer and Miranda Rigger for Mound City. Panthers hit 15 out of 22 at the free throw line tonight. For Rockport, they are led by Audrey Meyerkorth. She had 24 in the game. She had 16 of those in the fourth quarter. 11 for Ella Meyerkorth, 10 for Avery Meyerkorth, 7 for Addison Mayfeld, and 2 for Carly Gebbert. Rockport went 11-14 in the fourth quarter at the line, 17-26 for the game. Mound City 15-22 at the line in that girls game. 54-50 your final score. Rockport with the come from behind win. Well, they got 10 minutes up on the clock. They're passing out the flowers down here for senior night. So while they do that, they're going to do it right now. We'll take a little break here. Jeff Nichols, our studio engineer. Jeff, we'll let you know when we're ready to go here. Just hang on with it. It shouldn't be too long. We'll be back with the boys' game coming up between Mount City and Rockport on Sunny 101.3.